Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 7:06 Tuesday morning. We got three more days till Friday. So good. Love that tune. Anywho, we're going to do the celebrity trash now. It's brought to you by National Pharmacist Day. Where would we be without our pharmacists? Time to thank those friendly workers who keep us healthy throughout the year. Thank you to all pharmacists. I'd call out my pharmacy. They're not that pleasant. You know, you guys. Not that pleasant. Like, have a great day, you guys. I hope you do have a great day. I hope you're, you know, in a better mood next time I see you. You know, sometimes
they're busy.
For sure.
It's a much less fun job than you'd think. It seems like it'd be cool to, like, mix up pills and make the neat little concoctions back there. But really, you're getting yelled at by people all day long.
Mm. You're dealing
with
why
is this taking so long?
Insurance covers this.
I'm not paying for that. Right. Why aren't you? You hear it. And you just go,
absolutely.
Oh, my God.
There's always a big, long line at my pharmacy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just like the guy just looks harried back there.
Backed up.
Yeah. Looks like, you know, you're right. It looks like it would be a fun job counting things, you know, mixing things.
Yeah, you love counting stuff.
I do love counting stuff. I've always thought, you know, oh, I get to count pills. Oops, that one. That's an odd number. Get that out of there.
Delicious. Try the pink ones.
Yeah, though, the pink ones are good.
So and I only know maybe one or two people that can make scrubs look good, so.
Yeah. That's a tough look to pull off.
Yep.
You know. But anyway, today is National Pharmacist Day, so take a minute and think about that poor person that's, you know, trying to get you your medicine and in the right amount. And they question stuff, too. You know, they have to talk to doctors all day and insurance company. That's got to be a job. Anyway, have a great day, pharmacy workers, pharmacists. The celebrity trash will begin with Bill Belichick. Mm. Now, if you've listened to the show at all, you know I'm originally from Boston. I'm a big Patriots fan. Not as big as my husband, who apparently works for the team. I mean, he could not possibly be this invested if he wasn't getting a paycheck from him. So I'm just going to assume. And so I was personally pretty bummed when Belichick and Tom Brady, who was a Patriot at the time, gave their endorsement to Donald Trump and were wearing their MAGA hats. And I wasn't psyched about it, but it didn't make me not love the team or anything. This week, Trump wanted to give Bill Belichick the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And in a statement, Bill said he was flattered, but after the tragic events of last week, he didn't think it would be appropriate to accept the award. He said, "I'm an American citizen with great reverence for our nation's values, freedom, and democracy. I also know I represent my family and the New England Patriots team. One of the most rewarding things in my professional career took place in 2020, when through the great leadership within our team, conversations about social justice, equality, and human rights moved to the forefront and became actions." Continuing those efforts while remaining true to the people, team, and country I love outweigh the benefits of any individual award. Which I thought, well, you know, again, they say he's friends with Donald. I don't know if they're still friends. But he said that basically he's not a political person. Him endorsing Trump had a lot more to do with friendship and loyalty to Donald than to anything else. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I think, Bill Belichick, you've made the right decision to not accept that award. Madonna is writing a movie about herself, which is a very interesting story. Madonna is a person who has lived an incredible life, continues to live it. I'm pretty sure she's still alive, especially if she's still writing. And people are starting to wonder who she will select to play herself. There are supposedly two candidates at the top of the list. One of these people we know very well and love. And as I thought, started to think about it, she doesn't exactly look like her, but I kind of can see it. That person is Julia Garner, who plays Ruthie on Ozark. They say she's one of the top contenders for this. So, I know. But she's a great actress. It was funny because they actually put together an uncensored compilation of Ruthie's greatest hits. Oh, there's a picture. Oh, there's a picture of her not as Ruthie. And she is, that's a pretty striking picture.
Who's the other option? Did they say?
They did. The other option is a woman by the name of Florence Pugh, who I don't know all that well. She was in Little Women, which I did see, so I saw her in that. She was also in I think it's a horror movie called Midsommar. Did you wind up watching that?
No, and I'm looking at her now, though, so.
But there's a couple shots in there where I was like, she does kind of has the eyebrows for it. She does kind of look like she could play Madonna. But they say she's an incredible actress. She's also in a movie that's upcoming. She's, I think, one of the family members of Scarlett Johansson's character, Black Widow, in that movie. So we haven't seen her yet because that movie hasn't come out yet. But Florence Pugh is her name. And
does it say if Madonna's writing it with anyone? Because I think the biggest problem when you're writing, let's say, for example, anyone is trying to tell their life story.
Mm-hmm.
You are going, I guess, chronological. So you're like, well, I'm from Michigan. In her case, I think she's from Michigan. And then I went on and then I did. And then well, for a movie, you got to cut most that out. And yeah. I don't know what. How she would do that. Like, you need help being able to say, no, these are the points that
right.
need to be covered. Or does the movie go up till today? Or does the movie just, is it just about her launch?
Is it like an origin story?
It's really trippy. I'm very curious from that standpoint what she would want in her movie.
You know, Vinny, as you were saying that, I thought, well, if it goes up to today, that she could just play herself. And then I started to think, with what we can do with movie, with digital technology these days. I mean, I don't know who among us saw the latest of the Pirates of the Caribbean, but there's a 20-year-old Johnny Depp in that movie. Mm-hmm. And it's him playing Jack Sparrow. And they have digitally altered his face in a way that is quite seamless. You know, Madonna's still got the move. She dances and she when we can tour, she tours. Maybe she could play herself in the movie. It doesn't say who she's writing it with. Not in this particular short story that I'm looking at here.
It'll be interesting to see how that comes out.
But she's also going to direct it. So she's, you know, if she picks someone, she'll be in charge of that. And
she's highly accomplished. There's no doubt that anyone, There's a lot there to see.
Vinny,
will she tell us the things that we don't know? Or will it be just a retelling of the things that we all witnessed? I'd like to hear the stuff we don't know.
Well, sure. I mean, we certainly talked about her for our whole lives, it feels like. So that we do know a lot of stuff. But
oh, there it is.
So there's Johnny Depp. So youthful. Like, they could do that for her.
It's expensive.
Yes. Sure. Well, maybe she can hire Nick to do it for, you know. people are looking for work right now. Maybe they do it at bargain basement prices. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. That seems like it'll take a long time and pay pretty well.
Anyway, good for Madonna. That's cool.
Yeah. Hey, Bryn, was there any part of the as I watched this, so this is Ruthie from Ozark, and as I watched it, I thought, if this is your first look at Ozark, you think she's a terrible actress. Like, because we know her and as a character, these things work. But it's really just her kind of standing there and stiffly delivering these lines that when you hear them all at once, they start to sound silly. Did you clean a little of this up for me or
sure
no?
Did, yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Here we go.
All right, listen, if you deviate from the plan, I'll take a dull blade and cut y'all.
Okay, well, obviously I didn't kill anyone.
I know if you're a killer, then I'm Snow White and I don't see any dwarfs around. In the meantime, shut your nugget mouth and get the hell out. I wouldn't you if your were made out of gold.
You one-mouthed
likes to kick.
We need to see the video to really get any piece of it. I don't even know if we can put that up on Facebook. But listen, it's long, and if you love Ozark, it's worth it. It's so funny. It's like it's Ruthie's greatest hits, and all just as she turns around with her hands on her hips and just delivers the line.
I love her.
Oh my God, I do too. Hey, so season 4, we did hear that was underway, right? The filming's underway.
Yeah.
People are able to produce things in this COVID world, like the Sex and the City revival. So the Sex and the City revival is on. It's called And Just Like That.
So is it a movie or a TV show?
It looks like it's a series. It looks like it's
so they're
going to
reopen the series and as if it hadn't ended.
Right. As in it's 20 years later. And the girls are now all in their 50s, all of them except for Kim Cattrall. They don't say how they're going to deal with Kim Cattrall. Everybody thinks it's a big blood feud between Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. And there have been enough things that have been said. Both of them have said things at different times that even though Sarah Jessica Parker is now saying, oh, we love her, we're going to miss her too. That's not true. They just don't get along. That's fine.
And so Kim Cattrall wanted no part of this.
Well, I don't know if she wanted in or not. My guess is she probably did because they're all getting over $1 million in an episode, and I think it's a 10-episode thing. Uh-huh. That's what TV is getting these days.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Each character, $1 million an episode.
Over $1 million per episode.
Oh.
So Sarah Jessica Parker wants it to be known that she has no problem with Kim. There was an internet discussion about Kim wasn't doing it. One fan said it's because Sarah and Kim don't like each other. And she said, no, I don't dislike her. I've never said that. Never would. Samantha isn't part of this story. But she always will be part of us, no matter where we are or what we do. But nowhere to be seen, but part of us. Such BS.
Well, I'll tell you what. If all the other players were down and Kim Cattrall was the holdout, because you've heard about them wanting to do more Sex in the City for years now. So if she's the holdup, why not move on without her?
Right. And then the further you get away from her, the less people will ask about her.
Well, it really comes down to, are you going to put a good TV show on?
Right. Exactly.
Like, you know, I mean, people can be caught up on the fighting because it's kind of titillating. Like, oh, these two women, they hate you. Cat fight!
Yeah.
You know, but right. But in reality, put on a good show and people will go, Samantha who?
Right. I loved Samantha, though. She was, I loved them all. I really liked the whole cast on Sex and the City, and I do think it'll lack for not having Samantha, because she was the one that, she was sort of the, like, if each one of them are an aspect of the personality, she was the one who wanted to bone everybody.
The real kick in the crotch would just be to recast it. That would be the one. So, that they didn't do that to her.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll have some other sexy friend. Like, she was a sex fiend. She was an info. You know, she was great. So
this is Samantha, everyone.
Yeah.
She's wonderful and likes to bone all the people.
Yeah. B for bone, Samantha.
I mean, you could do that.
You certainly could. Nobody's, you know, you're in charge of the show. So each of the stars is set to make over $1 million per episode for HBO Max.
Good for them.
So that's where you'll find it. HBO Max. Let me see if I'm not seeing a release date here. In fact, I'm not even seeing that they've started to film this or anything. But they're saying that this is, while it sounds like a ton of money, it's becoming the industry standard for these, you know, to get big stars to do these TV series. This is what they're doing instead of movies
well,
now.
In this case, though, they know they have an audience.
Yes, absolutely. So I'll watch it.
It's not Sarah Jessica Parker starting a new show. It's Sarah Jessica Parker doing a long clamored for and wanted continuation of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That you have all the power as an actress in that situation.
So it's called And Just Like That, It'll follow Carrie Bradshaw, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, Charlotte York, played by Kristen Davis, and Miranda Hobbs, played by, Cynthia Nixon, that's it. They navigate love and friendship in their 50s. It's a half hour apiece. $1 million per half hour. And it's going to, looks like late spring they're going to start the production. So it looks like it's on. It's not filming yet. I don't have a release date. But Sex and the City, age 50. It's coming. It's exciting. The Queen's Gambit. A lot of it is set in Kentucky. Lexington, Kentucky. And there is a hotel there that is absolutely trying to capitalize on the popularity of The Queen's Gambit, which is a show on Netflix. And if you haven't watched it, 100% binge worthy. Don't even read the description. Just start watching it. I love that show. Loved it. And Anya Taylor-Joy, I think, is the star of it. She plays Beth, a little chess whiz. And you can't look away. She's captivating. She's wonderful. So The Queen's Gambit was a big breakout winter hit over the last couple weeks on Netflix. People all over the world have binged watched this, and there is a hotel in Lexington, Kentucky, which has now. Did I send you this story by any chance, Bryn? Because I'm gonna send it to you right now, so that Vinny can see this hotel room.
Okay.
They have done a Queen's Gambit hotel room.
Oh, just a room.
It's just a room.
Okay.
And which I mean, if it's very popular, maybe they'll do more, because it's. Absolutely beautiful what they've done. It almost looks like the inside of the house where the adopted family that she moves
to. It's the 60s, right?
Yeah, like 60s, 70s decor, sort of in avocado greens and harvest golds, with great wallpaper that has like kind of a weird design on it. And then on the ceiling, over the bed,
are the
chess pieces. And it's so neat. Like, it's all kind of, you know, mid-century modern furniture and this kind of neat blue rug. Do you see the photo yet, Brinny?
Yes, I do. Here
okay.
it is.
Yeah, pop that up so that Vin can see it. Yeah.
It's great until the people that own the show send them a cease and desist. But until then, good for them.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll do that or not, but it's certainly, there's no denying that the only place I've ever seen chess pieces on a ceiling is in the Queen's Gambit.
I thought they would have painted them. Those are actually physically hanging off the ceiling, aren't
they? They're hanging down. So I looked, there is a shadow of a chessboard on there, almost like some of it's matte, some of it's shiny. Like they didn't black. Do you see
I
it?
See
if
that.
You
Hold
zoom
on.
In really close, it's, you can kind of see the shadow of it.
There's like squares.
Hard
like,
to see yeah, over the that, Zoom
yeah,
meeting.
I can't see it. Yeah,
it's kind of, but it's really cute. Screen. They did a lovely job with that. It looks like you're stepping back in time. So if you want to go, if for some reason your business takes you to Lexington, Kentucky, maybe ask for the Queen's Gambit room. Let me see if I can find the hotel name. It's just, they say, 21C Lexington. It's a boutique hotel. Yeah.
Well, we had a room in the Hotel Triton.
We did. We had two. Yo, that's right. They split it right down the middle, and we each decorated one side of it.
Right.
I never got my stuff back.
What?
I hung up. No, I never got any of my stuff back from there.
You think Hotel the Triton room is still there?
No, no. I'm sure it's been redone by now.
So someone's got your stuff?
Yeah. I put up a couple of my the gold records I got when I was a music director and never got them back. Pretty bummed about it, Hotel Triton. Got those in storage somewhere? I want them back. They have my name right on them.
Wow.
Well,
I didn't know there was.
I wrote, there were phone calls, there were letters.
Oh,
yeah. I wanted my crap back.
How funny.
I want my stuff, man. Oh, do I have time? So, Silence of the Lambs. We all love Silence of the Lambs. That's all.
Sure.
You know, great. That's
I
a good
love,
movie.
I don't know, but I liked it. It's a good movie.
They're going to make a series out of it. And I'm looking at the girl who's playing Clarice. And that is the name of the series, by the way, Clarice.
Hmm.
It is, they call it a sequel television series. So I doubt that Hannibal Lecter's in it. I'm not sure how they'll do it. But maybe she just investigates other crimes. This is just her after the fact. Rebecca Breeds is her name, the woman, the actress who plays Clarice Starling. Takes a case in West Virginia, but still suffers memories of her former case involving Buffalo Bill and Hannibal Lecter.
I like it. I think that characters where we've come to know them, you'd like to see them live on, you know?
I agree. What happened next for Clarice Starling? Played by Jodie Foster in the movie, and she was just excellent in that. This woman is... I like that she's attractive. I'm not saying she's not pretty, but she's very like, I hate when one of the things that bothered me about season 2 of True Detective was Rachel McAdams as like a hard as nails, you know, chick cop. It just didn't work for me. Like, I hate to say it. She's too pretty. Mm. So I like when someone who looks like they could be a cop in real life plays a cop on a show. Looks like she's an FBI agent, and she is attractive, but she's not coiffed. She doesn't look all.
Not a model in in a police uniform.
Right. It's not Giselle Bundchen, you know, working hard to uncover the clues for the crime. So she looks like she could occur in nature. All right, that's all I have time for. Oh, let me see. February 11th on CBS. So this is network. Clarice premieres next month, about a month from now.
And it's
on
up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page as well.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
People continue to not want to use words. Emojis are doing it for them. And also the Capitol Police make the news after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.